Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his insightful teaching titled, If You Love the Lord. He has been explaining the threats to hiding or keeping God's word when we hear it, based on Luke chapter 8, based on the parable of the sower. Today, he speaks about how the devil undermines our faith with questions and temptations and the values of this world. Come along.
So if you take, let's say, Adam and Eve, when God told them that if they eat of the fruit of the tree, which is the midst of the garden, they will die. The devil came and attacked that word and undermined their faith. In Genesis 3, when the Bible says, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And the serpent said unto the woman, verse 2, yea, has God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? The woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. The serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. You see, what happened was, he started questioning God's word. That, is it really true? Are you sure that you will die? Don't you rather think that rather they are trying to take something from you? One of the attacks on our faith is actually questions. You begin to question it. That, oh, there is another way. Oh, I know some guy who did the same thing and he succeeded. Oh, the pastor is saying this thing because of his background. You know, because of his background, that's why he's saying it. If he were in your shoes, he would not be saying those things. So you consider that one too. So it's a series of questions. Now, these questions, they look like ordinary thoughts, but they are not. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, casting down imaginations and thoughts and everything, verse 5, that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Verse 6, though we work in the flesh, we walk in the flesh, we know war after the flesh. So we are in the flesh. But because you don't see a demon holding a chalk in front of a blackboard and setting questions, it will not occur to you that these are actually spirits that are speaking. Spirits. A Christian is supposed to be an honest person, but can have a question. And the question is, I'm not sure, because in business, if you don't tell lies, you won't survive. It's all about lying. Or a politician, you say, oh, as for politics there, if you are not prepared to tell lies, you cannot be a politician. You see, you are questioning God's word. You feel that there is another answer somewhere. And that's what makes it difficult to hide it. Because everything, there will be a question. Are you sure? The serpent said, are you sure? Did God really say you should not eat of every tree of the garden? Did you hear it well? He said, no. I don't think you heard it well. Did he say that you would die? He said, no. I don't think you would die. I think that rather when you eat it, you become as God himself. That's what it is. Yes. You can be married. And as a married man, you can have a question about the marriage itself. That, you know, if you're a married man, you see, it's like food. You can only be eating contemporary. You have to be eating wache. You drink light soup here. You do this thing here. So that's why you have a girlfriend. Even you see it in food. So you see, you get to question the thing. And once you start with questions, it's an attack on your faith. You cannot hold God's word. The word that you heard, it will be taken away from you. If you read that same parable, the parable of the sower, it says, they on the rock, when Jesus was explaining in verse 13, he says, they on the rock are they which then they hear, receive the word with joy, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation. So the next thing that attacks the word of God is temptations. He said they fall away. Whatever word that you have from the Bible, from a sermon, one thing that the devil uses to replace that word is temptation. He will offer an alternative. And that alternative may look very good, may sound very good in exchange for God's word. Immediately you have lost it. Temptation. You know, let's say, assuming you have a wife, and your wife has a sharp tongue and is insulting you. You can be tempted so much, you can beat the wife mercilessly. Do you get it? Because of the temptation. But meanwhile, the Bible also says that don't be a striker. Matthew 6:44, Jesus says, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be children of my Father, which is in heaven. The temptation to slap the person will be very strong. Meanwhile, Jesus said, love your enemies. Or somebody has stolen your money. And he said, let's lay Christianity aside. Then go and see a man with 6 eggs. You pour powder on yourself. Come and stand in front of your compound. He said, I will curse the person. You see, it's all temptations. To exchange God's word for something. That's what happened to Jesus. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, the devil said to him, in Luke 4:3, if thou be the Son of God, command this stone to be made bread. In verse 4, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. The third thing that tried to take away the word of God is the thorns. Jesus said, that which fell among thorns are they which when they hear. That fits among thorns. See, when they hear, say they receive the word. He says, but the curse of this world, in other words, the world itself can take away God's word. When I say the world, I am talking about this world that we live in. It has its own values. When I say value, what is valuable for the world? It has its own standards. It has its own principles or rules. Do you understand me? Now, if you are not careful as a Christian, you can abandon Christian values, abandon Christian principles, and follow that of the world. So, if you take the world for example, the most valuable thing in the world is money. A lot of people in the world, to them, money is the most important thing. But Christian values are different. In Luke 16:15, Jesus said, the things which are highly esteemed amongst men are abomination in the sight of God. You can be a Christian and you don't value holiness at all. At all. That's why you can lie like that. So as Christians, if you are not careful, Jesus said, the world, and an example of the world I've told you is the values of the world. The world does not find going to church important. No. Going to do business is important. But to go to church is not important. That's the values of the world. Jesus said, if God's word comes and you value the things of the world more than the word, it will take it away. Hallelujah. So when it says hide it, it's not an easy thing. There is a battle. There are forces that will prevent you from implementing it. So the third thing he says, hide my commandment with you. Then he says, number 4, so that thou apply thy heart to wisdom. Application. He says you must apply your heart. So the first one, I said, you must be a son. My son, if thou receive my words. Number 2, I said, you must be able to receive his words. Number 3, you must be able to hide his words. And I give examples about the world, about temptation, about an attack on your faith, and whatever. Then he says, now you must apply it to your heart. Which means the thing must enter your heart. So all this time, the thing has not entered your heart. It's making a journey, but right now, we have not even reached there. That's why I say it's a process to keep God's commandments. If you look chapter 8, verse 15, the Bible talks about the last seed that was planted. It says, but that on the good ground are they which in a good and honest heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Here the Bible talks about the heart of somebody that the word of God can be applied to. In other words, the word of God can actually enter that heart. It has to be a certain type of heart. So number four talks about your heart, the kind of heart that you must have. And three qualities are mentioned: honest, good, and patient. It says that kind of heart, that is what will help you to keep God's commandment. It will bring forth fruit. You will see it, that God's words are being kept and there are tangible results. You see, the word honest, it means a sincere person. You know, there are people in this world, even if you catch them red-handed stealing, they will tell you they are not stealing. If they do something wrong, you have to be a detective. Go and look for evidence. Go and bring people. They will deny that it's not them. That's not a sincere person. When God's word is coming, the Bible says you must be honest with yourself, that if it is you, you don't pay your tithe. When I say, oh, this one there is me, I don't pay my tithe. But if you're not honest, rather you deflect the thing. You say, oh, these people don't mind them. That's how they are. We hear that, oh, this guy, here he comes from a rich family. Oh, we hear this, we do this. You see, so things begin to deflect it. But you must be honest.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to keep God's commandments, if we love Him, we need a good and an honest heart to apply the word to bring forth fruit, so that temptations and the values of this world do not dispossess us of it. Tune in again for another powerful session with Kakra Baden.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my
life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, Dear Prophet, I ask you to pray for me concerning childbirth. By the grace of God, my wife has delivered twins. Waika shataka bu shataka barianda bu kabarianda ba de barianda barianda barialada la barialala la.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakra Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakra Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakra Baden. It's that simple. Kakra Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word. The traditional Christian view of demons is that they are disembodied spirits that afflict or possess people. The activity of demons, however, transcends this. Demons can also inhabit buildings, land, or space. Ignorance in this area has led to the uncontrolled activity of these demons. This book by Kakra Baden titled Squatters will expose you to this truth and give you practical steps you can take to overcome such demons. Get your copy now. You could be living with your enemy. Purchase online at Amazon.com. It is also on sale in selected bookshops. Order this book plus other books through the following means. Call or message us on WhatsApp +233 557 009 010. You can also send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.